We're thankful to see this many out this morning to study God's Word. We pray that you'll study right along and open up your Bibles and study right along with us. We hope things are beneficial to all. I hate to see that Brother Tim was sick and got the phone call last night. I ran upstairs and pulled open my cabinet and started looking through old outlines I used to have. So this one I haven't preached since back in the 70s. So it's been a while. But we'll try to get through it today, and hopefully Tim will be back to continue his lesson on the eldership next Lord's Day, Lord willing. Acts the 5th chapter, verse 42. It says, "And daily in the temple, in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." Back in the 70s, and I think we're a little bit more relaxed on it today than what we were at that time. We used to have an expression that we wear our Sunday clothes. And what it was is everybody had an outfit that they wore for church services or for funerals or for weddings. And they kept that separate from everyday clothes, which we used to have that we used to go out and do our jobs in, where we had the kids go out and play in. And the fact that when I was growing up back in the 70s or the 60s, I had church clothes, school clothes, and play clothes. But I had to make sure I changed each time and for the proper occasion. Because if I took them school clothes and I went out and played in them, I knew I'd get in the belt the next day. So, because I tore them up or got big grass stains on them. And I was punished for it. But the fact is, we as Christians and people in everyday life will act one way on Sunday and throughout the rest of the week to act like something else. And we need to understand that we in our everyday life, we as Christians have a daily religion within us. And we need to understand that what according to God's Word, and I hope to prove this today, in accordance with God's Word and through His Scriptures, that everything we do in our everyday life should be an emphasis upon God, upon each other, as Christians. I had a man down at Banner, he told me, he asked his mother one time, he says, "You go to Mass on Saturday night, you say your so-called Hail Marys, and offer up the prayer, and you pay your tribute for your sins throughout the week, and you no more walk out that door, and you cuss and swear like the sailor down the road." And he says, "How can you do such?" He says, "How can you impress upon me that you believe in God?" And this is what we need to ask ourselves. How do I live in my daily life? What kind of pressure does it leave upon others? How does it guide them to God? By the things I do. By the way I act. By the things I teach. If I claim to be something and I live something else like the devil for the rest of the week, how can I convince them that I believe in God? In one scripture, it talks about the devil himself and his demons believed in God, confessed God, but they didn't become obedient. So the fact is, we need to understand this. The law of Moses was an everyday religion. Turn with me back to Exodus, the 29th chapter. And begin at verse 38. Chapter 29, begin at verse 38. "Now this, that is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar, two lambs of the first year, day by day, continuing. That the one lamb shall be offered in the morning, the other lamb shall be offered at eve. And with the one lamb, a tenth deal of the flour mingled, with a fourth part of the hin of the beaten oil, and a fourth part of the hin of wine for a drink offering. Thou, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at eve, and shalt do thereto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof for the sweet savour, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. These things they were to do daily." These things would be offered to them daily. Exodus, the 30th chapter. And beginning at verse 7. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning when he dresses the lamp, and shall be burned incense upon it. And when Aaron lighteth the lamp at eve, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. According to Paul in the book of Romans, the 15th chapter, states the fact that these things were written for our learning. In verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. We were to learn from the things that God asked the people in Israel within the Old Testament. We were to learn from their mistakes, that we failed to be obedient to God's will. He will separate Himself from us. And we need to understand that. In 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, in verse 11. Now all these things happened to them for example, and are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. We are to learn from those mistakes. We are to correct those things within our life. Make sure we are found reliable before God. And we as Christians are part of a priesthood. If you turn with me to 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, in verse 5. Ye also are lively stones, or built upon a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We are the priests today. We as Christians are just like the priests of the Old Testament. We are to be an example. We are to do the things. We are to spread the gospel in our everyday life. And we need to understand this. The first thing I want to understand is we offer up a daily prayer to God as Christians. Under the Jews, incense was offered up daily, as we read in Exodus the 30th chapter, verses 7 and 8. If we turn to the book of Revelation, it talks about that incense as being like prayers to God. And Revelation 5th chapter, verse 8. And we have taken the book, the four beasts, and the four and the 20 elders, fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. We are to offer up prayers daily. We are to turn to God. We are to ask Him for the things we need. We are to thank Him for the things we receive within our everyday life. In Luke, the 11th chapter, Jesus Himself prayed. Luke 11 and verse 3. Give us day by day our daily bread. Now, did he say weekly? Did he say monthly? Yearly? As we mentioned this morning in our adult Bible study, it seems like this nation always likes to turn to God when there's a problem. When September 11, 2001, and we were attacked, and we had those buildings go down, the Pentagon was partially destroyed. Everybody prayed to God. Help us. Help us get the ones that are behind all of this. Bless those souls that were lost within those destructions. Be with us, God. That's what you heard at all times. And you might have heard for that for days. About 3 or 4 months down the road, it starts slowing down. And how many times do we turn to God and pray to Him only when we need for help? When we need something. We need to wake up. We need to realize upon the fact we need to go to God in prayer every day of our lives. We need to be thankful to Him for the things we receive in our everyday life. If it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have the things we have that we sometimes take for granted. Sometimes we just don't take enough time to look at the glory that God has given to us throughout this round about us. I mentioned the changing of the leaves this morning in Bible study. In fact, when I was down in Florida College from September and October reached around, I kept waiting. It's beautiful down there. But I missed the beauty God gave at all times. Every year. Sometimes I took it for granted. And when I realized how beautiful it was and how much I missed it, how much I took it for granted. Every time the leaves change now, since then, I do appreciate it. I try to enjoy the beauty that is round about. I love it when the river is nice and quiet and you're driving down the highway and see that crystal blue river out there at times. Not always, but at times. But you see the beautiful leaves along the banks. Don't it look beautiful? You see that tugboat going down that river? Thank God for those things. Do we appreciate what God has done for us in our everyday life? David prays daily to God. If you turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 55th chapter. We talk about David being a friend of God, a man after God's own heart. That's because David really depended upon God almost at all times. Verse 17 of Psalms 55. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. Ye shall hear my voice. And then we go to chapter 88 of the book of Psalms. In verse 9. Psalms 88. In verse 9, my eye mourns by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon Thee. I have stretched out my hands unto Thee. Every time you read about David underneath the Old Testament, except for one or two occasions, he always asked God what to do. Ask for His advice. Ask for His help. Two times he didn't, he committed sin. What does that tell you? What does that say to you? Or what should it be saying to you, should be expression? If I got God behind me, and I go to Him in prayer, I can overcome my temptations. When I don't depend upon Him, I think I can do it on my own and don't rely upon Him or talk to Him, I fall. That should be the point. That should be the lesson we need to be learning throughout the Old Testament. Every time they did not depend upon God, they go to Him, ask Him for their advice, ask Him for their help, they always fall. They left God. And we need to understand that. If we don't pray daily, we become weak. And we fall into temptation. We do things that are contrary to God's will. So in a sense, our religion should be a daily prayer to God. Now turn with me to John the 5th chapter. In verse 39. Jesus is speaking here. He says, search the Scriptures, for in them ye have eternal life, and they that are they which testify of me. Another thing that we need to be doing in our everyday life, searching the Scriptures. Daily Bible study. Tim taught upon this quite a few times, but can never be emphasized enough. In 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verse 15, we are to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman, not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. How often are we to study? Well, Acts, the 17th chapter, shows the Bereans. They searched it daily. Acts 17, verse 11. And these were more noble than those of Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness in mind. Search the scriptures daily where those things were so. Do we open up our Bible at home? Do we study like we ought to? Do we read the scriptures that God has given to us in our everyday life? How often do we pick up that Bible? Where does the Bible sit? Used to be when you went into a lot of homes, there's a coffee table there, and there used to be this great big Bible there sitting on that table. And sometimes they had the generations of the families of both sides listed in that. How often was it used? Do you use your Bible often enough? The pages are falling out? That you constantly got to buy a new one? If you walk in my office, you probably find at least six that I've used before. Back, no, I went through three when I was preaching full time. The pages are falling out. The little notes I had in them, I keep them so I can go back through them once in a while. So I can sit down and study with them. But I had to keep buying a new Bible all the time because it kept ripping, tearing. Try to replace them that because they were being used. How often do we use our Bibles? How often do you pick it up and read and study from it? We send our kids to school 5 days a week for 9 months to learn math, grammar, geography, and anything else that they teach. Yet we seem to think that they can go to Bible school for 1 hour each day or each week and learn enough about God's Word that they can become Christians and be faithful to God. What's the problem? Does it sound right? Here I am. I'm claiming to be a Christian. I put all my faith in God. I believe in God. I believe in eternal salvation and I'm going to be raised up when Christ comes again. I'm going to receive heaven as my home. But yet, I only teach my child 1 hour out a week what he needs to do about God. What happened to Israel when they didn't remind their children of God? We read in Romans 15, chapter verse 4, the fact that we are to learn from their examples. And each time they failed to teach their children about God and what He had done for them, what happened? They left God. They were punished. They were oppressed. They were thrown into all type of miseries by other countries. They were slaves. But yet we think that we can teach them for maybe a half hour on a Sunday morning in Bible study and maybe a half hour on Wednesday evening and they're going to get enough to know enough to know what to do. But yet we send our kids to school 5 days a week, 8 hour days most occasions, for years. To learn what they need to live in this life. Sometimes we just don't get it. Sometimes, and I can see it, and I'll blame myself for part of it. The fact is, when I was growing up, when you ask a Christian a question, they could give you scriptures back as an answer. And I could at one point. Because I tried to study as much as I could. But when I left the church and was out for a while, I didn't pick up that Bible as often as I used to. And I forgot a lot of things. They're now starting to come back in my memory. They're starting to come forward back in my mind like it should. But it's taking time. And it's taking time through study. Yeah, I forgot about this. Used to be, they could quote scriptures as answers back for questions. We can't do that now. Why? Because we failed to study our Bibles like we need to, as we should. We claim to be so much better than these individuals that we read about. Are we better than the Bereans? They studied the Scriptures daily. Can you make that claim? Can you actually make that statement? I'm better than those that we read about. I'll never make the same mistake. I don't think we can. And shame on us for trying to sit down and trying to cut some people down. Oh, I'll never do that. If I was living back then, I would listen to the prophets and those who taught God's Word. I would be obedient. I would never murmur. I would never complain. You do it. You do it every day of our lives. We need to correct ourselves. Daily evangelism. Matthew the 26th chapter, verse 55. Christ is doing his speaking again. Matthew 26. Verse 55. In the same hour, said Jesus to the multitude, "Are ye come out as against the thieves, with swords and staves, for to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple. Ye laid no hold on me." What did he say? I taught you daily. I was with you day by day, teaching you what you need to do. I'm teaching you what God wants you to do. Daily. We do great wonders today. We think, oh, we go Sunday morning, we go Sunday evening, we go Wednesday night, and when there's gospel meeting, I get to 3/4 of it. I'm doing great. I'm doing what God wants me to do. Growing up. And that plain work schedule to some degree of not being able to do it today. In fact, when I was growing up, my dad worked steady daylight. Even though we were in school, me and my sister were asleep in the back seat. We'd travel all the way from Waynesburg down to Pageant City, Sistersville, Moundsville, over here to Wellsburg, Thomason Run, Toronto. You can name all the congregations that used to be around, Millburn. We used to go way down below there. 10 gospel meetings. And we didn't go one night a week. We went every night, except for the local congregation when they had services. And we'd be there, and we went every night. And we'd be gone every night for weeks. And we would sit there, and we would fall asleep. It'd be take 2 or 3 hours to drive one way. And as soon as we get home from school, we'd change the clothes. We'd grab a bite to eat real quick, into the car and travel. The cars weren't that good back then as they are nowadays. Because I remember pulling over quite a few times for a flat tire because I had them old style tires where it made any rubber and you poked a hole in it, and you were pretty well down. And you had to jack it up and change the tire and radiator would overheat because you didn't have, they weren't quite as good as they are now. We struggled at times, but we went as much as we could. And it used to be 2 weeks meeting when I was growing up. Now I'm seeing we're getting down to about 3 days. What's happening? We should be studying. We should be evangelizing daily. Acts the 20th chapter and verse 31. Paul says, I cease not to warn every one of you night and day with tears. Did you notice? Night and day with tears. I warn you about what is about to take place. Do we have that type of concern about the congregation here or anywhere else? No. Do we leave them alone? Are we involved as we should be? We need to understand that. And through that daily evangelism comes through daily exhortation. In Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, and verse 13. We exhort one another daily, while it is today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. How often do we call each other up? For one, let's back up a little bit. Now I'm getting ahead of myself a little. Let's ask this. Do I confess my faults to one another? Do I tell you my weaknesses so that one day I can call you if I'm in that certain situation and ask for help? No. I'm not going to tell you my faults. What faults I will tell you, that's about what everybody else goes through. Maybe I get a little aggravated at times. Maybe I say things I shouldn't have, pop off. Maybe I lie a little bit. Maybe I steal a little bit. Now, they said to confess your faults one to another. I need to tell you what my weaknesses is. You need to tell me yours. And when we get in that situation, we can call. And it's so much easier today. Pick up the cell phone. Call somebody. Help me. I think I'm about ready to fall. I feel like doing this. I know better. Can you talk to me? Talk to me. Can you help me? Can you give me the scriptures I need at this point? Because I'm not thinking straight. You don't do that. We need to exhort one another. We need to be there for one another. We are to go after those who have fallen away in Galatians 6 chapter and verse 1. Romans 15 and 1. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 14. We are to be with those who are weak. We are to strengthen them. We all have a weakness. We all have a fault that we fall for every time. We need to understand that some might be strong in that point where I'm weak. And He can help me. And the fact that I might be stronger in one point where He may be having problems at, I can be there to help Him. We need to lift each other up. We need to exhort to one another. We need to teach. We need to admonish. We need to be there for one another. But yet at times and times again, we'd rather let them sink and drown before we let them give them any help. We are our brother's keepers. You know that? We need to understand that. We got to visit. Sort new members. We need to be there. We need to encourage him. Have you studied the Bible today? You have questions you need answered? I mean, I have all the answers. I won't. Because I can't remember everything. But the fact is, I'll help you. We'll sit down, we'll study together. We'll find the solution. We'll find the answer in accordance to God's Word. Are we there? Like we should be. Daily cross bearing. Luke, the 9th chapter. Verse 23. He said to them all, "If any man shall come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." He said, take up the cross weekly? Monthly? He said, take up that cross daily and follow after me. Christ lived a perfect life that he could become a sacrifice. Through all the suffering he went through in accordance to Hebrews 10 and also chapter 5 and verses 8 and 9. And we got to realize, we as Christians, we're going to be persecuted. 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, and beginning at verse 11. Persecutions, afflictions, which came to me in Antioch, Iconium, Lystra. What persecutions I endure, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. If I'm going to be a follower of Christ, I need to realize I'm going to suffer for believing what I believe in. That I'm going to suffer to live the way I need to be living in accordance to God's will. But you know, we have the problem today that we just don't like to be made fun of, mocked at, teased a little bit. Well, I don't understand you. You don't get involved in all these. Well, I can't. Because I'm trying to do God's will. I'm trying to live the life I need to be living. That can convert you. Yeah, right. And they make fun of you. They mock you. We don't suffer the persecution like some countries where they put their Christians to death. We don't suffer like Paul did, Barnabas, Peter, John. We don't suffer like those Christians did, because they were taken in chains and put in the Colosseum to fight gladiators, fight beasts. But yet at the same time, we'll leave because, well, somebody stepped on my toes a little bit, and I'm offended. Now, I'm not going to go back because they hurt my feelings. And how are you going to answer to God? You see, these people wear these little emblems around their neck, the cross. I do it because I believe in God, and I'm a Christian, and I want to do everything I can to be fulfilling to God. But Brother So-and-so, he didn't say hi to me in a proper way, and I'm offended. So I'm not coming back until he apologized, because he didn't say hi to me in a certain way. He didn't mean it. I've known brothers that way. I've seen it happen. What's the problem? Where are we failing at? We sing the song, Old Rugged Cross. Are we willing to bear it? But Jesus bore the cross alone. Do we mean what we sing? Do we let Jesus bear the cross alone? We do. When we're not doing the things that God wants us to do. When we don't carry our daily cross and follow after Christ. We're letting Him carry it alone. We left Him. We're just the same as Peter when he denied Jesus 3 times. And the others that stood off aside and way in the background, that's what we're doing. And finally, daily results. Acts 2 chapter verse 47 says, the Lord added daily to the church. Acts 16 chapter verse 5 says, increasing their number daily. Our everyday religion, us living as we ought to, as Christians, will lead others to God daily. But we got to put that in our mind. We need to be doing these things daily. They see us pray daily. They see us picking up God's Word and studying it daily. They see us exhorting one another, encouraging one another, being there for one another daily. Am I bearing the cross and following after Jesus daily? We need to understand, if we're going to say, yeah, the gospel is the power of salvation, I believe, I'm not ashamed of it, as Paul wrote in Romans 1st chapter, verse 16, to the Jew first, also to the Greek, it's for everyone. If we're going to make that statement, we need to live that statement. We need to be like, to be different from others, because we are different from others. Those who claim to be so religious, but you stand there and live like the devil throughout the week, but they claim to be followers of God. Think about it. We need to understand this. We need to understand that we as Christians live an everyday religion. I'm going to ask you, if you're not a member of the body of Christ, if you don't have become obedient to God's will, you need to understand that there are things you'll have to do. You have to hear, you have to believe. You must repent of your sins, be willing to change your whole life around and live for God and not for ourselves. Confess. A mouth confession. Confess us before His Father. Be buried in a watery grave, risen up as a new creature. We're going to be different. You're going to have to quit some of the things you're involved in to be a Christian. I'm going to be flat out, straight. You have to stop what we're doing. Be a Christian. And live a faithful life unto death. We try to find out what God wants us to do. When we see where we were in fault, we need to correct that fault. Straighten ourselves up and walk straight. I'm not going to know it all at one time. But you need to learn. As you learn, apply it to yourself. Do the right thing. Now, there may be one here this morning that has done these things, but fallen away. Brought reproach upon themselves, upon the church, and need to come to God and ask for forgiveness and their brethren for that. And we'll go to God in prayer and ask for that forgiveness. And we'll try to be there for you. We'll give you our phone numbers so you can call us. We'll try to help you overcome your problems. We need to. That's what the Scriptures teach. Do we really believe it? That's why I'm asking you this morning. If we're not going to do the things that God said, we're wasting our time being here this morning. I'm pleading with you. Your soul is in destiny. He's either going to go to heaven, or it's going to go to eternal damnation, hell. Now, I'm pleading with you to think about that soul and where you're headed. I can't guarantee how long you're going to live. We may all walk out this door and that be it. But then again, we pray to God and ask for that distinction. He may give it to us and give you that extra opportunity to hear His Word and do something before it's too late. Again, we've got to talk to God through prayer. Think about it. It's your soul, your destiny. You think, you do something about it. As we stand and sing the song, Invitation.